It's Watch What Crappens, a weekly podcast about all that stuff that we love on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com, and you can find me at bsideblog on Twitter. And joining me, as always, are Matt Whitfield from Yahoo TV. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ben. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Are you 29 again?
29 again, as I will be for the next foreseeable future. And Matt is at Life on the M List. And we also have Ronnie Karam from TVGasm. Hey, Ronnie.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Ronnie is at TVGasm, and this podcast is at What Crappens on Twitter. And you should really follow us because it's important. And on Facebook, you should follow us too. We're facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. And you should follow us not because we need followers, but there's actually a lot of fun stuff that goes on our Facebook page. And
major shout out to all the people that participate on our Facebook page. Yeah. You guys are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you really are. And it's like people are really active and people post news stories and there's just a lot of fun stuff that goes on there, more than you might even believe. So you should really follow us and add us as friends and stuff. But wow, we have so much fun stuff to talk about today because there are like 7 new shows to talk about. So is everyone ready? Is everyone ready to go down this wild ride?
Let's do it.
I have my diamond water. I am ready.
The enthusiasm is off the walls. So I don't know. Why don't we start with what we've done the past few weeks, which is $1 Million Decorators / Top Chefs. Just sort of get that out of the way because otherwise we're going to forget about these poor little shows. even though Top Chef is a huge franchise. did everyone watch this week?
Oh, yeah.
I did. We're watching all this shit. Don't you worry.
I watch it when I eat lunch so I can binge while I watch it.
I have to be eating while I watch Top Chef. It's like the ultimate rule because, like, if I don't have food near me and I'm watching Top Chef, it's like I'm going to drive through to Astro Burger in the middle of the night and get like 5 veggie burgers.
You know what? I would still do that even if I do eat during Top Chef. So it's a real problem for me. I have some issues. But what happened this week? 2 people got eliminated, right? Oh, our dear Hispanic looking Carla got eliminated, right?
Carla is no more.
I really had high hopes for her bitchery. I'm so sad that that's done.
I know, me too. This is, I think, 2 episodes in a row where like the winner of the previous episode was sent home, right?
Yeah, it was really sad.
The little Japanese girl went home, and now Carla.
Yeah, it's again where, you know, I'm always rooting for the women on this show because this is such a dick-dominated business, and I really hate seeing the women go home, but man, when you can't cook a pigeon, I mean, you know, if you start out poor, the first thing you should learn to cook is pigeons and rats.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
who was the other guy? Someone else was eliminated with Carla. I can't remember who it was.
Anyone? You know who it should be? Hugh Atchison.
Ugh, he's too much in a bad way. His unibrow.
How come you guys don't like him? Because he rolls his eyes a lot.
He's an asshole.
And he's also not on the same level, like in the same league as the other top chefs there. And I'm like, you need to peace out, boy. Know your role.
I know. We're never getting served at his restaurants ever. Like Taylor Swift. We are never, ever,
ever
getting served.
Getting back together with his restaurants.
This is like exhausting talking about Hugh Atchison. No. Atchison. Wait, who was the other person who got eliminated? I can't remember who it was for the life of me.
My guess is a random white guy who wasn't going to play a factor.
I wish it was CJ who got sent to him, the tall guy. I never thought he was good the first time around.
CJ was never an all-star, people. Hello.
Yeah, he was never good. He should have been sent home, I think.
I met him, by the way, outside of one of those bars on Abbot Kinney in Venice. Totally sweet. And then the drunk girl that I was with only wanted to ask him about his one ball.
Yeah, well, he's got that snotty voice, you know, like that Connecticut people voice. And he was really good friends with that bunny foo-foo-faced Casey girl with the butt teeth.
Oh, the one, Casey who was like, well, I guess I have to have me on because I guess I'm like the hot one or something.
Oh, yes, he's so gross. It's like, you look like a tennis mom, please be quiet. And she was really super snotty, and she had that Connecticut voice as well. And she made Carla, the one with the beaker. Muppet face.
Yeah.
She made her lose because she made her sous vide some stuff in the finale. Remember that? She like bullied.
Yeah. She screwed Carla over.
And guess what? Her little best friend almost lost doing this week. Sous vide.
Well, you know what? And then, you know what? Also, Casey got really mad at all the people on the internet who like blamed her for Carla losing. And she's like, it wasn't my fault. Carla had a decision. But you know what? Here's the truth. anyone who sous vides anything on Top Chef always is in the bottom or goes
right.
home.
You're a moron if you even attempt it. Hello, people. Watch the previous seasons. Don't sous vide anything.
Yes,
I don't want to eat some piece of meat cooked in a Ziploc bag. That's disgusting. Cook your food, your chefs.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? The other person who went home was the girl who tried to make the salad, like the famous salad, and she overdressed it. That's who it was.
I mean, it is a problem. If you overdress it, I mean, you got to send it back.
Yeah, you got to send it back. And there was that cool, they had to butcher something for the quick fire. That was fun. That was fun to watch.
This show doesn't really get juicy until they all turn hateful. I mean,
they've
turned against the hateful chef, which he totally deserves it. But, you know, it's not going to be fun until somebody breaks something.
The little Oklahoma, like a garden gnome guy, hates the guy from Texas.
That's, I think we are. We have to root for Garden Gnome now, right? Like, I mean, that's kind of where my allegiance is at this point.
I sort of like the asshole guy, I have to say. You know who I liked? I liked the Japanese girl, and she's gone. So really, the season's over for me. she was so like sweet and polite.
And speaking of the end of seasons, are we going to talk about Flipping Out for a second? Because that shit got crazy.
Sure. Yeah, I don't watch Flipping Out really, but I did watch the scene with him saying goodbye to his cat, who he had to put down.
Yeah, I mean, hilarious. It was kind of sad. Hilarious, yet sad.
I have not had a laugh like that.
I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog person. I love Ronnie's dog. Soup's cute. But, you know, that cat was with Jeff for a long time.
Yeah, that was...
You know what? Fuck Jeff Lewis. That guy is such a mean, horrible human being. He doesn't do anything for anybody but himself. And all he does is treat everybody like shit. And everybody thinks it's so funny because he occasionally has a good one-liner. Fuck that guy. Fuck his cat.
Let me ask you this. Are you suggesting that the cat committed suicide to get away from Jeff? Because that is that's viable.
Well, I sure wouldn't blame it. Man's horrible. Probably choked on some of his wig hair.
What was the name of the cat again? Does anyone remember? Is it
Monkey.
Monkey. Okay, so that's a pet peeve of mine, by the way. I have a pet peeve of when people name their pets after other animals. Like when you see a dog named Bear or a cat named Monkey, it's like, that's ridiculous.
I have a problem with that. I also have a problem with moms that name all of their children with the same letter of the alphabet. Like you all have a J. You all have a J name. Like, I'm kind of over that.
But yeah, imagine if you named your child like giraffe or lion. Like, it just wouldn't make sense. Like, why would you ever? If you wanted a monkey, buy a monkey. Okay, don't call your cat a monkey. Your cat's a cat. You know, I mean, talk about an identity. That's probably why the cat died, because it has having an identity crisis.
You guys, that was a very proud cat.
Can we just? It was a very
very proud cat. Very proud. Now the other thing that was exciting in animal news was that we got to see Martin Lawrence Ballard. Was he riding an elephant or just petting an elephant? I think just petting it.
He was just petting it, but he wanted to ride it.
Oh, what a wonderful elephant.
Ooh, elephants are so wonderful.
What a proud animal.
my God, well, something happened when I did him. My voice messed up. He's killing me. This man is killing me.
Martin Lawrence Ballard, get off my throat. Well, so here's the thing. So on Million Dollar Decorators,
Martin Lawrence Ballard,
which should really just be called Martin Lawrence Ballard.
Yes, he and the other one, the fun one that we all like, whose name I can't remember, they went to India to find...
Inja,
to look at cobras on glasses. And there was something so wonderfully perfect about putting Martin Lawrence Ballard in the third world. He was so flabbergasted by everything that went by him.
Which should not come as a surprise because
he does shop at Fresh and Easy.
I am obsessed with looking at all of the decorators on MDD have these special tag sales on One King's Lane, which I'm like totally obsessed with. And I was assuming that they would scour the third world for all of these objet d'art, which is d'apostrophe art. Yes. And then when you see Martin Lawrence Ballard like freak out and not be able to handle the third world, I've decided that really all of the crap that they're selling on One King's Lane is like knockoff, like sale items from Pier 1 that they're just marking up like 5,000%.
I think that he basically got to the airport in Jaipur and found a bunch of tchotchkes and was like, here, I like these, let's go. You know, he wanted to get out of there immediately.
Inja.
Listen, I could watch him and the other lady. Does anyone remember her name? Am I crazy?
Are you talking about Mary McDonald? Are you talking about Catherine Ireland?
Mary McDonald, I'm sorry. I could watch them in the third world all day long.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I just love that this show got rid of like the lame dude from season one, and it's really all about MLB, Double M, and Catherine Ireland. I don't care about Jeffrey Allen Marks and his creepy like Abercrombie model from the 90s boyfriend.
Well, obviously no one cares about them because they were in the episode. They weren't even, were they in the episode at all? I don't think they were even in it. And 2 weeks ago they were in for just the Podbuster. So they're clearly on the outs because
exactly. They need to be booted to the side.
But you know what's amazing to me about this show is that they make everything so exciting. Maybe I'm just like a sucker for like a tense score. But, like, they'll be like, well, we have to move in a stool, and I don't know where the stool is. And the music's like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh, my God, what's going to happen?
I know. They make it seem like it's a dinner party on the Beverly Hills Housewives, which is, like, in a whole other league. But this is like, nope, you need to just rehang that painting by 4 p.m.
No, it's like,
that's all.
It could be, the episodes to me are, like, they're directed by Jan de Bont. Like, this is, like, speed for me, and not the drug. I'm talking about, like, I'm expecting Keanu Reeves to come bursting in with a little ottoman or something like that. Like, I am so nervous by the time the show gets to the end. Like,
yeah, one more reason why it is secretly the Jewel and Bravo's jewel case. It is my favorite show.
It's a jewel that I found in Jaipur when I was there with Martin Lawrence Ballard and Mary McDonald. Have we just totally lost Ronnie at this point? There he is. He's chuckling.
Ronnie has to take a backseat on this because it's the only voice that I can kind of do. I cannot hang with you guys with the others, but for some reason, I can kind of get an MLB.
Do some MLB. This might be like my Candy impersonation.
I've been the one that's been saying Inja.
Inja.
Inja. Manos well, Blood goes to Inja.
I have to admit, I didn't even know that show was on. I didn't watch it, and I thought maybe it was canceled already because it's so boring and horrible.
Oh,
I apologize that I didn't know what was happening quite yet.
Maybe you should spend less time in Fresh and Easy perusing the seasonal offerings and watch your DVR.
Ooh, all I could think about were chocolates.
All I could think about were the Cadbury eggs that were soon going on sale after Christmas. I can't wait to check the clearance rack in Fresh and Easy for some old chocolate Santa Clauses.
Next week, I saw the preview for next week, and some guy was like, it feels like you're kicking me out. Is that his boyfriend?
I don't know, but from what I could gather, it looks like Martin Lawrence Ballard and his boyfriend live in a treehouse. Am I wrong?
No, it definitely, there might be a rope swing.
Which, by the way, Martin Lawrence Ballard on a rope swing is a great image.
I know. I mean, it is. I mean, get ready for sweeps.
Across the lake.
Yeah, you know, there's a swing somewhere in that house.
Oh yes, there certainly is, and it costs $50,000
minimum.
All right, so why don't we move on to the main event of the week, which is that we had the season premiere of Shaws of Sunset, and we have a lot to talk about. So our dearest Matt actually got to go to the real premiere of it. So tell us about it. What happened?
Okay, so it was at the SLS Hotel.
Oh, no, wait. First, before you even start this, how dare you not get us invites? We're sitting alone with mustaches on straws like crazy people.
Courtesy of Bravo. Bravo sent us mustaches.
Drinking alone. And here you're tweeting. You're like, hi, I just got dissed by MJ. Whatever. We're supposed to be friends. We're the three Gaysketeers. You're supposed to call us and bring us there. That's enough.
It was a last minute invitation from a former boss/coworker. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I found out at the very last minute and I couldn't get a plus one or two because I did ask. So just cool your jets.
I'm not upset.
Sidebar, it was terrifying.
By the way, I'm not upset because you know what? Before we get into your great story, I'm going to tell you what happened over here. And I'll tell you. Bravo sent us little things to have a Shaws of Sunset premiere party. So they sent us straws with mustaches on top. They sent us plastic champagne flutes. They sent us Christmas lights, which we didn't plug in, a little lantern and a votive candle, and a book on Persian cooking. And I made two Persian dips, and I drank Prosecco alone because no one else out of the four of us wanted to drink, and we watched the show. So to me, I had a fantastic time. Now see if you can top that.
That's a little different than me being at the SLS with two open bars, a Persian techno DJ, A ton of like glamorous seats and a big screen screening. Ryan Seacrest, the producer, was there, introduced the show, hobnobbing with all of these Persian ladies in skimpy sequined mini dresses, and then me standing in the corner tweeting and texting.
Which, by the way, you could get the same experience minus Ryan Seacrest if you just go to the Trader Joe's in West Hollywood and Westwood, you know.
No doubt about it. Definitely Westwood. Definitely yeah. Westwood.
But so go on. So tell us.
No, I mean, it was fun. I showed up at the SLS. It felt very glamorous. It was a lot of the decor. Wait, was very.
It was a Persian party and it felt glamorous. Can you explain that?
I know. I mean, that does sound a little crazy, okay. But it did feel glamorous because people were super dressed up. I was wearing like a black long sleeve t-shirt and gray pants, and okay. Everybody else was kind of like in BCBG like mini dresses. So okay. I was kind of feeling a little awkward. But when I feel awkward, I hit the open bar, which there were two of. It was awesome. Yeah. No, but it was cool. Like, I got to meet Ryan Seacrest. I got to see a lot of the cast members. Please. The only one.
Okay.
Yes. Questions. Say, feel free to interrupt me.
Yes. I want to know, how was Ryan Seacrest? And you said that MJ dissed you. I want to know what that story is. I just want to get right to that.
Okay. MJ, I asked her for a photo because she was taking some photos with a lot of like clearly homosexual Persians that may have been in the closet. And I was like, okay, well, I can get in on this. And I didn't even embarrass her by being like, bitch, you live across the street from me and Ben. Like, we yeah. know you're ghetto. Like, yeah. I didn't even go there.
Right.
Like, that could have been my in. But I was just like, hey, will you take a picture? And she was like, yeah, totally not a problem or whatever. And then she was looking at everybody's phones when they were taking photos of her because she needed to see how her boobs and her fat rolls were looking.
They
and
look was, fat, MJ. Spoiler alert. Why you gotta look at the phone? Don't you got a mirror at home, bitch?
Saying nothing alert. That her mom wouldn't say. Go on.
P.S. The mom was there. The mom was there, and they were not talking sure? at the party.
Were you sure it wasn't Doris Roberts? Because they're very easy to confuse.
Ben, I'm not shitting you. I'm standing there
was
early.
Was Ray Romano there? Are you sure you're at the same party? Are you sure you weren't at the Everybody Loves Raymond reunion party?
Okay, this is so crazy that you just said that. But I'm
talking
sitting,
to Kathy and Jimmy.
I am drinking my Greyhound, and I'm sitting there, and then this woman walks by, and I'm like, oh, why is Doris Roberts here? What the fuck is happening? Anyway. It's MJ's mom. They're all there except for Reza because he was taping Watch What Happens with Kim and Andy that night. Yeah. I stayed at the party for 2 hours. I watched the show. I had some drinks. MJ was a bitch to me. Wait, Ryan Seacrest could not have been nicer.
What did MJ do to diss you, though? So she looked at the picture of herself on your phone.
No. She was looking at like everybody else's pictures on their phones and going like, eh, let's delete that. I don't look so good. And I was like, bitch, you don't look good in any of them.
Wait, so that was the diss?
No, and then I kept going. I know she was like, hold on, I'll come back to you. And then I went up and I was like, hey, you said you'd take a photo with me. And she was like, oh, I'm busy right now. And then turned her back and walked away to the bar.
Well, they did just open up the fondue at that point, I'm sure.
No, I told you. I mean, I was putting
it's
on
like, alert. The pomegranate fondue is now open.
Ben, your two Persian dips were the most Persian food that night because at this party, there was a cheese plate and sliders being passed around.
Oh, no.
Girlfriend sliders. Loves a platter of sliders. How Persian is a fucking mini cheeseburger?
Well, was it made with lamb? And
no, there was no kebabi lammy shit happening. It was a fucking cheeseburger.
Well, visit Little Armenia. There's a fat burger and a Denny's. I mean, what do you expect?
Wow. Well, it still sounds like a fun time. Even though
it was fun because Lily was there and she made a grand entrance.
Well, as you did on the show, why don't we just get right into the show, huh?
Okay, let's do it.
So we had the arrival of Lily, so here's what you need to know about Lily. She's got two huge boobs. She's got a dog that runs around in circles in a permanent seizure.
Okay, pause.
Yes.
How retarded is that dog?
Coconut. I like to use Coconut's name because Coconut, even though Coconut's going in circles, he is proud.
And he is a proud dog.
Do you know how many healthy dogs they kill off in those shelters? I mean, just Google PETA murder on YouTube and look at all the healthy animals that get thrown into dumpsters. Why do people keep these retarded ass dogs? I go to the dog park and people are like saving their three-legged pit bull. I'm like, first of all, it's a death trap. It's a death machine. And second of all, it's got three legs. Go get yourself a new dog. There's like 50,000 dead dogs today. Get rid of that retarded dog.
I kind of love that dog that runs circles. Yeah,
I had drink coming out of my nose.
I loved it. I loved this dog that was going around in circles. So now Lily, to me, by the way, when we first saw her, her hair was sort of like up in this weird sort of like bun type thing. Her boobs are out and she's wearing these. Her legs look like they're about 8 feet tall.
She is super tall in real life, even without the 7-inch stilettos.
To me, she kind of looked like a cartoon spider, you know? Like, I don't mean that in a bad way. She just looked like she was like her limbs were long and she had this big bulbous black thing on top of her head. She sort of looked sort of like a leggy spider, like maybe
nobody from Bug's Life. Nobody gives better confessional fashion than Lily and Asa. I mean, they are going to be duking it out all season long for craziest confessional ensemble.
I can't even get into Asa just yet. I still because
okay, we won't even cross that bridge yet.
But I will say this about Lily though. So she comes on and you know occasionally she has like a Pulp Fiction Uma Thurman bob going on, which I thought was very strange. But then, you know, I was sort of waiting to hate on her real bad. But
me
then,
too, slash love her.
But I have to say, at the climax of the episode was that everyone got together for a dinner for Asa, which, again, we will get to that. And there was this guy named Omid. Is that his name?
Omid.
Omid, who...
Omid, wait, is that Omid or Madison Hildebrand?
No, think... Madison is...
Omid is...
Yeah, very good.
All my neighbors are like, there's a bird being tortured in a party.
We'll so get to Omid, the dinner party in a second, but the point is this.
Omid was rude.
Omid was rude, but Lily redeemed herself. I think all of us thought that she was going to be awful and terrible, and she was going to fight with Gigi the entire season, which is probably going to happen.
Yeah.
But the point is this. Lily is secretly amazing.
Lily, you know what? Lily, because Omid made a comment that was suggested that he would beat up the woman. And Lily, and again, we'll get to Omid more, but Lily really, you know, stepped up to him and was like, you were not allowed to say that. Like, you should be ashamed. You know, she was really good. And
she can actually string a sentence together with, like, proper words.
And she stood up for herself in a way that I thought was impressive. I was actually impressed by her for now. I also liked how Gigi, when she first saw Lily, she was like, oh, I like a girl with style, whatever, or something like that. And then we all at this very exclusive viewing party, we're all like, yeah, you'll like her until you realize that everyone else likes her more than you. And
yeah, exactly. You will hate her. Until you realize that you've got two mosquito bites on your chest, you fucking rage head, cross-eyed idiot.
And she has munchkin head.
Do you guys think that she...
She does have munchkin face. She has, like, under the rainbow face. you guys, over another rainbow thing that I loved is that MJ instantly hated her because she was hot. Yeah. I mean, I love bitter, fat people because I... am that way. And I live in West Hollywood where everybody's gorgeous. So I'm giving people that look all day while I shove sliders down my face. So it was really nice to see that coming from
MJ. It was comforting.
It was. So can we talk now? Let's talk about who this Omid character is.
Can we just go through quickly? First of all, does anybody miss Sammy? I don't, but no. He was at the party.
Oh yeah. And
I have a feeling that he's going to be bumped into like friend of the way Camille Grammer is. That's just my two cents.
I'm sure. I mean, how could you not bump into him?
Well, she's got to have sex with somebody.
Oh, that's true.
Camille or MJ? I just see Camille and Sammy.
Okay, before we get to the dinner party, let's just talk about then Mike. Mike is boring and probably should not be on the cast. Discuss.
Okay, Mike, who gets mad at Omid at this party, he's like, hey, this is a classy restaurant. Cut to Mike wearing a t-shirt, okay?
Yeah, cut to Mike then also kind of getting aggressive with Lily when Lily's like, I'm supposed to defend myself. And then he's like, don't you get loud. And it's like, you're the one now screaming in the restaurant on Burton Way.
Cut to Mike claiming that he's grown up and he hasn't.
cut to Mike talking to some dude in Orange County going, this guy lives the dream, and the guy has like a cross-eyed, big-titted wife, and they live in like a nasty, fake McMansion in Orange County. I would rather kill myself.
Cut to Mike being in a store buying a tacky zebra and putting it in like white mesh to bring down to Orange County. Just the idea of him having to pick that thing out is hilarious enough for me.
Cut to Mike talking to his mom on the phone because that's the only woman in his life that will ever put up with his bullshit.
I can't cut to Mike anymore because there's nothing left to cut to.
Okay, then let's cut
to Mike at Shabbat dinner. Cut to Mike on Yom Kippur. Mike is done, and you know what? Like last season, I thought he was sort of attractive, but whatever that was has sort of gone now. He just looks more trollish than ever before.
He does. He looks like a bridge troll, and he's got so many parrots. He's got so many pairs of fake ass Chanel sunglasses that I just can't respect the guy.
He's also looking more and more blocky. Like he's slowly turning into a building block, you know?
Yeah. There is such a thing as working out your face muscles too much.
There is. And by the way, I feel bad for any girl who has to make out with him because he looks like he has stubble that is like could scour a cast iron skillet. It looks so harsh.
He looks like he has beef breath.
but not dairy breath at the same time.
No, never, never.
Just or like when you're on the Atkins diet and all you eat is beef and dairy and then you get that dead breath.
Yeah, and your tongue turns yellow. Breath. It's not cute. Been there.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Lies!
I had a bagel today. What can I say? Yeah.
I missed those.
I had some carbs. You know what I miss? Working out. But that won't be happening anytime soon.
We need to talk about Asa. We need to talk about how does Asa have money to own that mansion in Venice?
So Asa has done a complete turnabout. Last season, Asa's whole thing was she hates material things. She doesn't understand why people care about money so much. She's just in her hovel making stupid songs, drinking water with diamonds in it. And now, season two, we have Asa, who has a mansion and buries gold, $30,000 of gold coins in her steps.
Oh, you don't do that? You don't do that in your, like, foyer?
Well, I bury Hanukkah money, so it looks like gold, but it's not. I tell people gold.
Don't tell me that, because I'm going to come eat it off the floor.
Oh. And then she also demands to be flown business class to New York for Fashion Week for some ridiculous thing. Actually, it's a normal thing, and she's ridiculous for asking to go business class as if she's freaking Lady Gaga.
Well, I'm also like Michael Costello, the guy who never won Project Runway, can afford $15,000 to fly Asa to New York to a fashion show no one's going to look at.
Yeah, and to music that's going to send them out of the building.
Exactly. Whatever. Like Ramona Singer wouldn't even sit through that fashion show, and she sits through everything.
The other thing with Asa is, so she's also become like a totally obnoxious person now too.
What are you talking about? Bite your tongue, bitch.
No, she is awful. Horrible. She became awful. Something terrible. Happened to her.
Something, it's when people are broke ass artists and they're weirdos and they dress in nanny costumes, it's like, okay, at least they're poor. But when they're snobby and they're acting like they're too above everything, and that she's disgusting. That girl, I can't even form a sentence right now.
I don't know. I guess I like her. I feel like I relate to her.
She, you know, she has turned the corner. The whole reason why they had this dinner party was because she's like, hey, everyone, I want everyone here because I want to announce that I'm being flown to New York to sing at Fashion Week. It was such an obnoxious thing, you know? I mean, she might as well just have a success party at this point.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Kenny didn't show up and snatch the mic.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, can you believe that Chunk from Project Runway actually has a job in a store? What's that about? And who's that girl who's obviously funding him who's like, I don't know if we have the budget for that. I don't know you. I don't know what you do. Who the hell are you?
She's someone who actually has a brain. She is someone who has ears and eyes and can listen to Asa's music and be like, hell no, we're not paying you $15,000. We're paying you $1,500 max. And that's for your band.
You get the
dollar.
Greyhound.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, anyone wants to hear, like, some rhythmic drumming on a tabla or something.
Just strange to me, though, that house in Venice is at least worth $2.5 million, yet she claims she only has $500 in her bank account. And it's like, I love you, but I'm not going to cry for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's called dig out one of the gold coins that you've got hidden under there.
You think now she probably has, like, 1,000 homeless people, like, scratching at her front stoop right now? What a dumbass.
That's the best. She goes, don't tell anyone, but I've got $30,000 of gold down here. Don't tell anyone. Okay, except the entire country.
Whatever. You know that she's just got those little Easter coins, those little chocolate things covered in gold tin. I don't believe that for a second. Yeah, and they're probably already gone. MJ already probably sniffed them out.
Like a truffle. She's like a truffle snorting pig. Gosh, I don't mean that she's like a pig, but...
No, you should, because she dissed me, so she is a trouble-snorting pig.
Yeah, you're thin, so you're not really allowed to make statements like that. I, on the other hand, am allowed to call a bitch fat. So if you need them, just text it over to me, and I'll make a trouble-snorting pig joke.
So wait, can we talk about MJ and her mom? So
yes. Did you guys see the picture that I posted on our Facebook page?
Oh, yeah. No, that was great.
That is the quote of the year.
All you do is drink wine and cry, which is true. I mean, she's just calling it as she sees it. That's just what Doris Roberts does.
I love how Doris Roberts then started to get angry at her sister-in-law, which is MJ's aunt, and like threw a fit at the dinner table and peaced out.
But as Ronnie noticed at the party, she peaced out with her plate of food.
like mother, like daughter, with
her food. She's like, I'm going to be sitting on the pot with my food. Don't fuck with me.
To be fair, though, I mean, obviously she is like the worst mother in the world, but that was a perfectly nice dinner. But MJ was the one who made this a totally awkward thing. She was like, wow, like, you guys all have moms that support you. My mom doesn't say anything. But then it was funny that everyone was telling the mom, like, that you're, like, a terrible mother, you know?
Yeah, but MJ totally deserves it. You know, she's a fucking brat. Look what she does at a family dinner. Like, who does that at dinner?
It's true.
Why? You know, if you have problems with your mom, do it in privately, but don't make your whole family turn against her. You know, Jesus Christ, woman.
Was anybody else hoping that MJ's dogs were going to eat the mom's bird in the back of the white Mercedes?
I don't know, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a sledgehammer to every white Mercedes I see just to make MJ's mom drive all over this back and forth to her apartment to make sure everything's okay.
By the way, the valet at the party that I was at, I was the only car that was not a white Mercedes, FYI.
Oh my God, MJ's mom must have been so confused.
It's like the Atlanta ladies in their white Range Rovers. Like, exactly. Okay, like that Range Rover of Atlanta has leased out so many damn white Range Rovers rentals.
So then we also had Reza. So Reza's whole thing this episode was that he kept on saying he was obsessed with everything. He's like, oh my God, I am obsessed with Lily. Oh my God, I am obsessed with Asa.
Lily's a Persian Barbie. I'm obsessed with her. She's Persian. Oh, you know what Persian is? Persian is when you're late to things. Persian is when you can't breathe and the sun comes up. Persian is when you're hairy.
Like
just
what?
Because you talk really loud doesn't make it a joke.
A-hole. I know. It's like white people love to drive cars that aren't white Mercedes, but Persians are like, I gotta have me a white Mercedes. That's so Persian. Like,
so what are you?
I went to the refrigerator and I opened up the refrigerator and I was like, oh my God, this is so Persian. Persians are like, open the refrigerator. And white people are like, don't open the refrigerator. Oh my God.
Persian, everything in here is gold. White people don't have gold in their refrigerators. This is so Persian. This rug, it's so long. It's like a Persian rug.
I'm like, where's the milk in the refrigerator? I can't believe I drank all the milk. Like, that is so Persian of me.
Persian. White people always leave a little milk until it spoils. Not a Persian. We'll drink the whole thing.
Persian people are like, I am going to drink all that milk. Oh my God, I can't believe you're trying to change the subject, Matt. That is like so white person.
So white people. Persians let each other talk until they're finished.
Oh my God. All I was going to say is that he actually is now dating a white person, and to make it even worse, it's a ginger.
Oh my God, I am obsessed with gingers. That's so Persian.
Well, don't like gingers. They make fun of them in England, but guess who does? Guess who loves them? Persians!
I'm like, give me that gingerbread cookie right now, but make sure it has some pomegranates in it so it's Persian.
I want to do him in the asshole. I hate his language. I think he's so crass and embarrassing to gay people. I really don't like that guy.
Lily was saying some like wildly inappropriate stuff. I thought like when she was like, "Oh, I have somebody to set you up with." I was just like, "Just because you know one other gay person doesn't mean that he should date Reza."
And she's like, "He is versatile." I'm like, "That's very
he's clinical. A bottom, so I know he'll be good for you." It's like that is so gross. Both you shut up. I don't want to look at you. And so, also, while we're talking about Reza, I would like to say because I never watch this show. Of course, I'm the one who's always bringing it up. Actually, now that I think about it, but I was watching Watch What Crappens because that dum-dum was on there.
Watch What Crappens is the best show.
Oh, yeah. I was watching Watch What Happens because Kim Zolciak was on there after her horrendous-ass night on Atlanta, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see her, and Reza was on there! And he was such a rude piece of shit. He was so rude to the bartender, and I guess because he didn't know
she was annoying. She was annoying.
He didn't know that she's like an actual C-lister, and
you're
he
being
thought
generous.
She was an actual bartender.
Ronnie, she's G-list, honey. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. He was so fucking rude. Like, I don't appreciate people being rude to service people. I am in the service industry, and I demand respect for fake bartenders. Yes. He was really rude. She's on the new normal, and he's like, oh, how's that doing? And him and Kim started cracking up.
They were laughing.
It's doing like 10 times what your show is.
No, it's not. Okay, you need to be quiet, because let me tell you a few things that you are wrong about. Number one. They were making fun of the new normal because NeNe is on the show and the ratings are starting to sag. And that's why they were laughing about the show.
Andy said that she's on the new normal. She said yes. And he's like, oh, how's that doing? It's fucking rude. I don't care. You know, she's there trying to make a damn living. She's in her 40s. She's still not rich.
Oh my God.
She's bartending for Andy Cohen.
Oh my God. Why do we care about this woman? Really?
I don't know.
Apparently, she's Ronnie's bestie.
I would like to talk about something else that's gay and rude.
I can tell you that much.
I want to talk about Omid now. Can we talk about Omid?
No, we can't talk about Omid yet.
Why not?
Because I have one other offensive thing to say about MJ.
Okay, say something about MJ.
Did you guys catch the part where Reza is sitting down and they're going over her like Match.com profile that they're setting up for her? And he's going through a list of like people she can and cannot date. And he's like, white guys, blonde guys, gingers. He gets to Asians and she goes, oh, hell no.
Well, because she's afraid she might crush them.
Because an Asian can't get his penis through one of her armpit folds, let alone her giant vagina flap.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, I get. Okay, now we can talk about Omid.
I am furious about the bartender. This is what you did.
Ronnie's
get for the rest of the podcast, jerk.
Ronnie is fired.
Ronnie's bitter that he didn't get invited to the Shah's party that he did not miss anything at.
I'm not bitter. I got to eat some delicious dip with.
Yeah,
Ben
C. I made some great dips. Wait, no, I have to talk about this guy Omid because so he comes on. And I'm like, oh, wow, they got another gay guy for the show. Like,
me too.
Truly, I thought. And then, like, Gigi's like, oh, yeah, like, Omid's so funny, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, well, I was like, that's fun. She has a gay now. And then somewhere, like, midway through the show, I started to get the sneaking suspicion that she was actually supposed to be interested in Omid. And then it actually came to fruition. Like he's supposed to be, like, a romantic foil to Mike in some way. Can we agree that this guy's, like, crazy gay? Crazy gay.
That guy is gayer than a dick in a butt.
I also thought by the time they were drunk and being horrifying at the dinner party, I've decided that Gigi and Omid are the Rihanna and Chris Brown of reality TV.
Yeah, except they'll never have sex. That being said, I actually thought Omid was really hot.
I think he's super hot, and I think that he probably has sex with girls by sticking his nose up their vagina, because his nose is clearly bigger than his penis.
Oh, wait. So and now that brings us back to Asa, or also known as Asshole, who is like, I just want to, like, congratulate you on not getting a nose job. I love your big nose. You know, since this guy's gay, he probably was horrified and spent the next 3 weeks, like, in a burqa himself.
Oh, yeah. You know,
he was
trying to figure out how to nail file that shit down at home.
Yeah. You know that, like, Asa gave him a major disorder about his face after that.
Well, I think that Asa, look, I think that she was being a rude bitch. But first of all, she learned from the best. I mean, everyone tortured her all last year. Yeah. Everywhere she showed up, they made fun of her clothes. They made fun of her hair. They made fun of her terrible music. All justified. Don't get me wrong.
She's coming out swinging now. Yeah.
Yeah. She knows that she's going to be around these people. She's going to have to be shallow. She's going to have to pretend she has more money than she does. She's just going to have to be as hideous a human being as possible. And she's doing it.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny when she said, cheers to you for not getting a nose job.
No, it's funny, but awful. Like, she's like, wow, only an awful human being would say that to someone.
Lebanese people, like, if we see each other, we'll make fun of each other's noses and body hair because we've got that in common. It's like the Jews make cheap jokes at each other, right, Ben?
Not really, actually.
Oh, well.
Just kidding. We do. Yay.
We're all horrible. Humanity's equally horrible, everybody.
Gosh, you know, all of us people from the Levant, it's just bad news. Bad news. This is why we can't have peace in the Middle East. Too many barbs. Too many jokes about big noses over dinner.
Can I tell you guys who the star of the episode was?
Yes, sure. Please.
Gigi's sister who regulated her dumb ass.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Gigi's sister who secretly looks like MJ, what is that about? Like, every time she comes on the screen, I'm like, MJ, what's going on?
Oh wait, it's Gigi's sister. Now. It's because you're thin now, so all the fat people look the same.
They're all just blobs.
I don't know. I think that she's going to be a real drag on Gigi's Extensions, which is clearly a brand that's meant to go huge.
Global sensation.
Gigi's Extensions. Yep. Get them now. To make your hair look like the most glamorous munchkin in all of Oz.
Oh, I love that Gigi was so confused about the fact that she had to work at a job. The sister's like, you haven't done anything. She's like, well, but what do you mean? Like, what am I supposed to do? You said that I'm supposed to publicize stuff. And she's like, yeah, and you haven't publicized anything. But I don't understand. What do you mean? What am I supposed to do? Publicize things. But what? Well,
No, the sister got to, after that went back and forth 1,000 times and Gigi could not comprehend it. The sister goes, well, at least you could read the goddamn contract.
And Gigi's like, well,
I don't read.
I don't really read. That's my thing.
Didn't Gigi threaten to cut her in the belly or some shit?
Yeah, with a knife.
Yeah, something like that.
And she's 9 months pregnant. That's what I say to pregnant women.
And she was saying this entire thing while wearing some like floppy ass like piece of fabric that was sort of like draped around her like some tunic gone terribly wrong.
I was laughing that she was doing her best to stay so calm this whole episode, and her sister was just like pushing and pushing and pushing. She was just trying to embarrass her as badly as she could. I love
success.
It.
Success.
She doesn't even have to push that hard for Gigi to embarrass herself. Gigi, by the way, was supposed to tweet at us since we had our little Shaz of Sunset viewing party, and she didn't.
Slut
whore.
Yeah.
You're sleeping with a gay man.
You little raging midget face.
You guys, Rihanna. I'm trying to get a cast member on the show to talk with us, so let's keep one of them safe.
You know what? The only cast member I would ever even want to talk to on that show is Sammy. Because you know that he is bitter enough to tell us stuff after getting fired. The rest of them, what's MJ going to say? She's going to get on here and cry about her mom. Reza's going to be sweating all over our microphones. Oh, you guys, did you see
that
sweat of Reza's when he met Lily? He was sweating out his butt. That was disgusting.
No, it wasn't just...
It's so Persian!
It's so Persian. Like, why are people sweating their armpits, but Persians sweat in their ass?
Sweat out our ass!
And then I sweat in my back through my blazer, so, you know, I sweat a lot. So Persian.
Persians would wear linen when they know they're going to sweat out their butts!
Well, anyway, I think we should move on that note, on the note of back sweat, because I'm starting to feel some back sweat.
I'm starting to feel like he's turning into Fred Schneider. Rusty! Persian people always have rusty roofs!
On that note, why don't we move on to The Real Housewives? Matt?
I just, because it was briefly mentioned for a second, watch what happens before we move to The Housewives. I just have two comments because our listeners right now will know what I'm talking about if they watched Watch What Happens Live. Number one, Andy Cohen's new haircut is horrifying. You're in your 40s, dude. What are you doing?
I think it looks kind of cute, I have to say. I think it looks cute.
It makes him look extra cross-eyed.
First of all, that haircut is like, kids have stopped getting that haircut. Yeah. I mean, come on, stop it. And second of all, he's obviously just had plugs. You can see plugs fuzz on his face. Like,
Thank you. You
need to give that shit a year. And by the way, right now I'm looking at a picture of Burt Reynolds. Don't even ask why. But he needs to let that shit grow back in for a year and at least try to look natural. Don't get plugs and then, like, claw your bangs. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Yeah,
that guy needs better friends.
That's true. Okay. We are smart enough to realize that his hair was, like, a centimeter tall, and now all of a sudden it has, like, five inches.
It's 4 feet tall. It's just ridiculous. Maybe he got some Gigi extensions. Okay, second bullet point from Watch What Happens Live. Did you see when Andy Cohen, dissed Sheree, who is no longer a cast member?
Yes,
they were making a joke, and then he was like, oh, is that going to be in the Sheree house. What was it called?
Chateau Sheree.
Yeah. Did you see that diss?
I completely missed it.
Yeah, that was really bad. Well, we have to talk about that Watch What Happens Live, because Kim Zolciak is such a horrible fucking human being, and it's just not said enough. And she comes on this show, and not only is she still horrible and lying out her ass like usual, they're calling – I mean, she was basically called on her lies. He even did a segment about all of her lies, and she still continued to lie. And then Reza made a joke saying, well, if you were married to her husband, would you want to hang out with anybody? I'd stay home all the time. And then he made that joke again later, like forgetting that he had already made that joke. And then Kim later, way later in the episode, goes, someone said, Kim, why don't you want to hang out with the girls? And she's like, would you want to hang out with the girls if you had my husband at home? It's like, Jesus Christ, this woman can't even come up with a sentence. Get rid of her.
Well, you know, I was actually surprised, you know, because we had talked about this on this podcast about how Kim was leaving the Real Housewives of Atlanta and the rumor was that she was walking out. I didn't realize that last night's episode was the Kim finale. I just thought it was a fight. I had no idea.
Next week is the Kim finale, technically.
Oh, yeah. But either way, I didn't know that that was what it was truly leading to. But I say good riddance. She's such a stupid bitch.
No, well, I'm sorry to break it to you, but she's coming back. She's getting another season of Don't Be Tardy for the Wedding. It's getting a different title, but she still drives ratings. And clearly, there is not bad blood between her and Andy. They are still buddies, and she is still a Bravo star.
Well, she's disgusting.
But she's just, but she's not fun. We talk about this every single time. She's not fun the way she used to be. She's, because it used to be that she would say all these dumb things all the time and it would just be kind of funny. But now she's sort of like, she says the dumb things and she's sort of like, she has this whole attitude like, I'm just over everything. I'm such,
right. Like, she's only fun like most people are.
It's not pleasant to watch.
She's only fun like most people are when they're smoking cigarettes and drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, or misspelling cat, K-A-T. You know, stuff like that. Like, but now she just acts like she is a superstar, and she's not. But you know what I take solace in knowing? If you do a Google search for Kim Zolciak, Google brings up the first picture that Google puts on, like, its little sidebar, their, like, sort of, like, fake Wikipedia, is, like, a crazy old picture of her from before all the plastic surgery and all the fillers.
So with,
like,
a bad wig?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
well, while we're on Kim, did you guys see the gossip that was posted on our Facebook today by, God damn it, I forgot, I need to get that open so I can not be a dick, but it was all about Kim Zolciak's husband, one of the girls' dads, who is in jail for molesting a 15-year-old, is being let out on, like, Christmas Day or something.
I need to check. I hope they're filming that for Kim's season two.
That'll be great.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be so terrified, y'all. But then the comments on this article were really funny, too, because someone said, oh, wait, he's not the father of both the kids. He's just father of one of the kids. This is a bullshit article. But didn't Kim get impregnated by an old police officer, which I didn't know that. I didn't know that she got impregnated by a much older police officer.
Listen, the only person who has not impregnated Kim is Omid, okay? Everyone else has. So it's like, there's nothing shocks me at this point.
I hadn't heard that about a police officer.
Yeah, that one of her kids was a police officer. One of her kids was fathered by a police officer, and one of them was fathered by a child molester. It's like she's got the criminal and the police involved. Next is right in the middle, the mailman.
There's no doubt that both of her daughters are going to be removed immediately, and it's just going to be her, Croy, Cash, and whatever the other K baby is.
Yeah.
Calamari.
Calamari with a K. I love it.
Kilimanjaro. Kilimanjari.
Oh, it's Croy Jr. Never mind. Anyway, those girls are doomed. They should just move out now. They should ask Bravo for a spinoff now.
Yeah. So anyway, why don't we just go into Real Housewives of Atlanta since we're
already
talking.
Yeah, do it. Do it up. Do it up.
So this week's episode, the big thing was there was a fight because everyone had changed their plans around so that we could go to Anguilla because Cynthia wanted to do a couples thing or something. And then all the women convened at this restaurant, even Nini, and to accommodate Kim. And then Kim was like, yeah, I can't do it those dates after all. And they all got mad at her. And then they were like, well, Kim, why don't you want to go? And she's like, I can't fly. I can't travel. And then she's
I'm 37 weeks pregnant, you know, because I'm 9 months pregnant, and I've got 4 weeks left to have a baby. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
By the way, so she says that she's 8 months pregnant, but then she says she's doing 8 weeks. So that was interesting.
Well, like Phaedra ever had, like, good math skills with regards to her baby.
The point is,
yeah, but the thing is, she's hired to do a job, which is to hang out with these bitches. And Nene's on a sitcom, and she's still showing up.
Yeah.
It's like Kim can't even be bothered. She only wants to do her own show and her own scenes and blah, 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 not interact with anybody. She's pulling a diva.
I will say this. I understand that is her job. You are supposed to show up. You are supposed to go on these trips because you want everybody there to fight. As a viewer, I want to see everybody fighting on vacation or on vacations and at dinner parties. That is all I want from the Housewives. However, if I were Kim, would I want to get on a plane and go anywhere with those women? No. Did you see the shit show that Africa became last year? My God, I would have gone insane.
Well, you're a housewife. Like, that's what you do.
Well, I also liked how they were all like, I remember how much fun we had in Africa. I'm like, what? Since when did you
know
guys
why
have
it was
fun?
It was fun because Marlo was there, and I am missing Marlo this year.
I'm not missing Marlo.
I'm not missing her. Fuck off, Marlo. Supposed to come on our podcast, show up an hour late.
Yeah, no, I'm much happier with the addition of Portia.
Portia, who, she's working real hard on her charity for like 265 days a year.
We don't only feed people on Thanksgiving, okay, you guys? We feed the people whenever they're hungry, and they're hungry every day, like 200 times a year. It's crazy, you guys.
And I want to eat two yams today, one for each of my uteruses, that way I can get twins. I want, yes, because, you know, if you eat a yam, you get half a twin. And if you eat two yams, you get a full set of twins. But both vaginas have to be working for it to work out.
Yeah, we got some good yams for my vagina to work better because I want twins. Because I had twins in my family one time, and you got twins. And you know our twins are going to come out looking like your daddy.
Well, baby, my brother's got twins, and my aunt's got twins, so we're genetically we have the twins genes. So
no, he would never be able to say genetically ever. That's way too big a word. He's like, baby, my auntie had a twin once, so you know we got that cover. We'll have twins.
Oh, we got twins in the family, and the thing is that when I have yams, sometimes I see double, which I think means that the twins are on the way.
I love when she's like,
doctor, could you tell me, I got one question. What would make it easier to have twins?
Could you just split in half? Is that what I like? Is that how you do it?
So what was her thing? What was her thing with the fucking twins? It was yams, because that will make her more pregnant?
Fertile.
What was the other thing? It was yams and something
in like Africa. I don't know. I think it was just yams, and then she was like, she really felt that because there were some twins in her family and Cordell had some twins, that therefore, you know, it was a good shot that she would have twins too.
Well, baby, one bad apple can't spoil the whole pot.
Why do you have an apple in the pot? Aren't apples supposed to be in pie?
You guys, she is so horrific. Like,
no,
I can't.
I love her.
I cannot
her
wrap
so
my
much.
Brain around it. She's the worst of all time.
Yeah, every time she comes on screen, I say, you just a big old heifer. Like that girl squeak in Color Purple.
I love her. I think she's a wonderful idiot. As opposed to like Kenya, who's just like a crazy bitch, flirting with Apollo. And, you know, that was funny when they all went, when she and Phaedra and Walter and Apollo went go-karting. And it only took about 5 seconds for poor Walter to be discarded in the sidelines. Like, everyone's like, Phaedra's like, where is that Walter? Where'd he go? Where is he? Walter's like left in like holding balloons and something. Like, goodbye, Walter. We're never seeing you. Run a tow truck pump company, okay?
Well, how embarrassing was that? I mean, Kenya's like basically humping Apollo's leg right in front of Walter, who she supposedly wants.
And by the way, Apollo was loving it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he liked.
Yeah, that's not going to end well. I mean, has anybody even Googled to see if Phaedra is still with Apollo? Because
no, Phaedra,
that doesn't look like it's going to end so great.
No, Phaedra will, the claws will come out, and Phaedra will send Kenya packing. Phaedra is goody miss.
Phaedra doesn't have claws.
Oh no, they will come out. I guarantee. Phaedra has been very, very sweet and fun lately. You know, walking around, going to stores with candy, with Kegel balls up her vagina. But Phaedra will become a bitch.
Oh yeah,
don't you worry.
Well, I hope that she just stays as the same kind of bitch she is now, because yeah. I think she's like my favorite kind of bitch.
She is.
I love her.
She and Candy together are like the funniest thing ever. It's like,
and you know what? What a perfect, you know, speaking of Phaedra, what a perfect way to handle crazy bitch Cynthia, who nobody respects or likes. Mm-hmm. And Phaedra
nor
could have
should
been
they.
Like,
nor should they,
including us. But, you know, Phaedra could have been like, you know what? You just a big old heifer. Nobody likes you. You can't model with an ass like that, and your husband's a drunk, and just mm-hmm. been done with it. But she didn't. She brought flowers, and she was like, listen, I said some stuff. I was just frustrated. I had a shitty day.
Giant crocuses, by the way.
You know, yeah.
Cheap from the grocery. Cheap from the grocery. Willie Watkins.
They were like, doves were waiting to come flying out of that thing.
But she's smart enough to know that she can give Cynthia a big thing of flowers called a croak, and Cynthia will never be the wiser. You know, yeah. I love Phaedra. Love her.
By the way, one thing I was really happy about, so as an extension to the Shaw's The Sunset Party, Ronnie and I also watched Real Housewives of Atlanta together. And when Candy came on, I tried to do the Candy voice and failed. But I'm also happy to report that Ronnie failed too. So it's not just me. It's that she has the hardest voice.
You're working on it.
It sort of sounds like this, but then, girl, you know I can't be talking about this, girl.
You guys, it is still Bill Cosby meets Kermit the Frog, and it is so offensive.
Candy's got Kegel balls up her vagina right now. I got them up right now.
See, I just think of Candy. I mean, I know that Candy is dirty. I mean, I get it. She has a sex show. She loves talking about sex. But to me, she's so nice and innocent. And it just makes me so uncomfortable when she talks about sex. I don't like it.
I just like the idea that she probably sounds like Jingle Bells when she walks around.
Yeah, what if they're like the cheap brand so she can sell them and make a bigger profit, and they're just those little things from Chinatown with the little dingle balls in them.
Yeah, it's like those little like cat toys have like a little bell inside the plastic, like, cat toys.
Little stress balls.
That's what she sounds like.
It's like, it's coming in a Chinese box, yo.
Oh my god.
I got my tiger balls in. Someone find Mama Joyce. I got my tiger balls.
And the funny thing is, she's a singer. Just imagine what that album sounds like. Well, it's like Muppets Take Manhattan, the soundtrack.
Well, I love in the opening credits when they like show her voice. It's like Candy Burrs, and you just for like 1 second hear her go, ha ha, or something like that. You know, except in her nice voice, not my strange punched in the face.
No, you're getting there. You're getting there. Give it a few more weeks.
I'm telling you, I've actually literally sat, listened to her say something, and tried to mimic it exactly. I just cannot make my voice do it. Let's see. What else happened in the episode? Is there anything else, or should we very too exciting, or should we go on to?
I think Atlanta sucks. I'm sorry.
I guess we did talk about Kim. What else happened on Atlanta?
You know, really? They all just attacked her.
Kim sat on a box. The box broke. No big surprise. She ate some pizza. No big surprise. She talked about Chick-fil-A. No big surprise.
She talked about getting kicked out of her house.
No big surprise. She moved into the old house. And then she complained that there's stuff everywhere. And she acted as if she had like some busy like charity function that was going to happen at her house. But of course, no.
Sweetie almost jumped in front of a moving bus.
Sweetie's bangs got lower and chunkier and looked worse than ever before. Ariana did not get thrown into a pool for once. Brielle had a few moments of like wise. She had, of course, Brielle's smarter than her mom, so she said some smart things. But that's basically it. Nene acted like a diva bitch. Nene said some funny things, but generally there was nothing going on.
Nene's so funny to me this year. Well, that brings me back to Watch What Happens Live, because Andy asked Kim if she watched the hairdresser special with Lawrence and what's his buns, and she was all offended that they were being mean to her, and you know, Kim is just so offended by everyone slighting her and suggesting that she stole her baby name, and Persian Butt was like, hey, but what about the gays in Atlanta? They're not like Persian gays. They wear high heels. And this guy was wearing like Glenda the Good Witch striped Gautier shoes or some shit. What the hell was... Okay, that's enough of Reza. But Reza, just shut up. Stop it.
Here's the thing. One of these days... Well, no, this probably won't happen. I was going to say, Kim will realize one of these days that she's got like a gag order against her mom, against her parents. She's pushed away all these people. She's moved away from everything. Maybe she might realize that she's the problem, not all these other people. But I don't know.
No. Sociopaths don't generally do that.
Now, here's the thing. I want to move on to another Real Housewives show. And you would think Beverly Hills would be next, but I really would like to speak about Miami because there were too many amazing accents going on in the last episode.
With all the moms in town from all the boats they came off of.
My head nearly exploded, okay?
It was like Fleet Week in Miami.
It was like, I've never seen so many amazing, wonderful accents on a Real Housewives episode. We had Russian, we had French, we had Polish.
Polish, Cuban. You
know, Cuban. It was like, it was the best. I mean, I will cut right to it. These parents that all came in for like this Lenny, the Seder at Lenny's, when they all started talking politics, when Lenny's mom started, I don't know
about Obama. I don't like what he stands for, Obama.
You should only have to share if you want to share.
You only share what you want to share. That is how it works. That is how it goes.
And then Elsa's like, he's an animal.
He's an animal.
And then Karen's mom is like,
I hate Obama. I hate him so much. I hate him.
And then Thomas is like, sit down, shut up, or give us tax breaks. and then Joanna's mom is like, I do not like to talk about politics.
Well, this is very uncomfortable. Let us only talk about positive things.
No, we talk about politics. We talk about Obama.
Oh, look at your house. Let me look at this house here. Oh, did you clean it? Oh, is this closet locked? Oh, what kind of food? Nothing in the refrigerator?
I hate cider so much. Where is the vanilla ice cream for your father?
Oh my god, I hate her.
Oh my god.
/ love her.
There were so many amazing things. All those parents. I mean, I swear to god, the old people are the best part about Bravo. I think I wrote this. You did.
You talk about it constantly, and it's really true. But, like, the parents on this episode of Miami stole the fucking show.
Listen, Bravo is trying to skew younger by doing these shows with, like startups, Silicon Valley and everything. Don't they realize who gay people love? They love the Golden Girls, okay? That's what should be on here. Totally. Old people.
I used to be afraid of death, and now I'm actually excited to die because I want to meet B. Arthur so bad.
Ugh. That'd be great. I got to meet Rue McClanahan once, and that was a joy for me.
B. Arthur and I share the same birthday. Sidebar. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know whose birthday I share today? Tyra Banks, Jay-Z, Marissa Tomei, and Wink Martindale.
Wow. And I think I have Leonard Bernstein, so mine outclasses all of yours put together. Okay.
Wait, I think I have Jeff Bridges too, and I think there's someone really bizarre on my birthday. By the way, my mom shares a birthday, I think, with Sharon Stone and Osama bin Laden.
I think I have Abraham Lincoln and B. Arthur.
Oh, well, that's not very regal. That's very regal. I'm looking up December 4th now in the background. So I'm trying to think what else happened in Miami. I mean, it wasn't a very active episode. There wasn't a lot that happened. It was just a lot of funny accents going on.
Well, Lisa, you know, one thing that kind of cracks me up is that Lisa's so confused as to why she can't have a baby, but she's like a toxic dump site. I mean, there's not one part of her that's natural. Like, that girl would never pass an organic test. She looks like a bouncy house that's, like, running out of air.
I'm starting to feel really bad for her, though, because, I mean, everything now is about, like, yeah, I think my marriage is going to fall apart if I can't pop a baby out. And I'm like, I feel like that probably does happen. I'm sorry to get dark, but I feel like that probably happens in real life. And I'm just like, ugh, Lenny is disgusting.
Yeah, but if you just marry some old rich guy because he's rich and he's only marrying you because you're fucking hot and he can, like, put big old triple F's inside of you, that's not really a relationship that's based
on... That should last. Okay.
Yeah,
good point.
Exactly.
Very good,
like,
point.
I don't need to see those two at a PTA meeting.
How about she eats something so her friggin' uterus can come out of being a dried state and can come back to life? I mean, she's, like, rail thin. That's probably why she can't have a baby.
That's a good point.
I think she probably just caught something off the pole. You know, I had a friend who used to tell me when I lived in New York, he used to tell me that germs die on the metal when you're holding the subway, you know, the subway thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When you're standing on the subway holding the bar. And I'm like, that's disgusting. It's winter and everybody's sick and I'm going to get sick. And she's like, no, you're not going to get sick. The germs are killed on the metal. And I walked around forever thinking that. And I have a feeling that a bunch of strippers have been told that and probably killed their baby makers.
Or maybe it was all just that friction that was going on the pole, you know? Maybe maybe she lit a fire up in there by accident.
she had
up her pole.
Yeah, it was burned.
Gross.
Let's see, what did Leah do this week? Did Leah do anything?
Oh, that is pretty gross. We're like, oh, that's hilarious. Her baby was burned inside the womb. Next.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it were to be born, Gigi would just cut it with a knife, so.
Oh. Well, also in the episode, Marisol had to sit down with Elaine, who was still furious that her gig at the Hard Rock was somehow sabotaged.
Her hostessing gig at the Hard Rock that has since been shut for, like, a, like, violation of, like, dirty food codes or something.
Violation of, like, bad drag queening. So I don't really know if they settled their score, but they made some sort of progress, I think. And then Leah, did Leah do anything?
Well, her son had a birthday party and she invited some people over. And at that point, they started to talk a lot of shit about Marisol. But then Leah actually was like, actually, we should not be having this conversation because Marisol isn't here to defend herself.
She's like, I'm going to shut this conversation down.
You know what? I really don't understand how people are villainizing. Is that even a word? It doesn't sound right. But how are they turning her into a villain? She doesn't do anything.
Who's turning Leah into a villain?
Marisol. Everyone's
Marisol
turning her into
something. Yeah.
villain. I just don't see it. I do not see it.
Yeah, I refuse to make Leah a villain. And this is very tricky because I cannot get on Team Elaine.
No, I can't either.
But Team Elaine is the same as Team Leah, and I have a very difficult time with that. So I just pretend like I don't know that.
We discussed that last week, Ben. Ronnie and I are obsessed, obviously, with Leah, but the Elaine thing brings her, like, stock down.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't bring her down that much because Leah's still fantastic.
Well, truth. you don't start really reevaluating stuff in your life until you see yourself look like an asshole on TV and get mean tweets from people who hate you. And I have a feeling that Leah's getting a lot of that this season just because of who she's associating with. I mean, so far she's been with Joe What's-His-Buns. Big. And now
she doesn't care though. She was on our podcast and she's like, yeah, everyone seems to hate me. How fun is that?
Well, I think she cares because if we say, you know, we love you and she's like, well, at least someone does. Wow. Well, that means that she's offended that people, you know, yeah. She's hurt that people don't. So
yeah, of course, as anyone is, but she's not, I don't sense that she's doing the Jill Zarin thing where she's changing her.
No,
I don't either. I would never say that. I like Leah. Jill Zarin's a horrible fucking human being. Speaking of Jill Zarin, Jill, hi, honey. I've tagged you in this podcast. You listening? Shut up. So I was on Twitter because we were live tweeting the Shaws of Sunset or whatever. And after I was reading them and laughing at us because I'm really into myself like that.
Yeah.
And Jill Zarin. I know, totally. And I still have Jill Zarin. I still follow that idiot. And she's writing. I mean, she is still tweeting famous people. Like, she's like, hey, Reza, when are we going to hang out, hon, here in L.A.? Or should I come to New York? Or, oh, hey, what's up? You know, President Obama loves seeing you. He's like, what are you, who are you tweeting, Jill Zarin? No one is tweeting you back. Just stop it.
You know, and then when I tweeted her about, like, hanging out when I was in New York, nothing. Radio silence. So there. That shows why I made a mistake there.
She's a horrible human being. You know why God won't get you pregnant, Lisa? Because he's afraid that something might come out of you that resembles a Jill Zarin. He's just going to stop letting anybody get pregnant. The world is done.
I hope that whatever comes out of Lisa looks like her mother-in-law. That would be amazing. The Russian Julia Child.
I have key.
This is how we make Russian meatball. Very simple. You be a good wife, and that is all. That is all you do. Let me use my key to enter into the house.
I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just like trilling over here. I'm not even making jokes. I'm just saying sentences.
Here I am in the kitchen. I am Lenny's mother.
I don't know. Should we move on to Beverly Hills?
No, there's two other things we have to talk about. What did you think about Joanna's moment with her mom in the kitchen, where we learned more about Joanna and the fact that maybe she's such a ice hard bitch because she had to take care of her mom who was reeling from a divorce. I mean, I kind of actually like had a moment right there. I actually liked Joanna's mom.
I thought it was a nice moment. Joanna still is a whiny bitch.
Yeah, I like Joanna's mom, but she did unleash a sickness upon the world, and she should be murdered for it. You should never forgive somebody for something like that.
Plague.
Second of all, like, don't 50% of marriages end in divorce? And you know what? Those people are not all little Joannas running around acting like assholes, so I don't buy it.
And third of all, I want to sleep with romaine lettuce. I'm not going to lie. I want it bad.
Isn't it weird that romaine lettuce cuddled up against Joanna's mom?
I wanted him to cuddle up against me.
You know what I noticed this week, which I put on my blog, is that romaine lettuce looks like the autopilot from Airplane. The inflatable autopilot, if you think about it. And if you don't know the reference, go to bsideblog.com and look at my Real Housewives of Miami photo cap, and you can find the picture where I put them side by side.
Yeah, or just come find them on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, I'll put it on Facebook page. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, Ben and I both write Real Housewives recaps, and I do redubs and all sorts of fun stuff, and we put them all on the Facebook page at Facebook. Watch what crappens. Come on, guys. Come on over.
So what was the other thing? Do you want to talk about
I just wanted to quickly talk about Adriana for a second. I mean, that she was – I mean, one of these recurring themes here is that she has commitment issues, and I'm wondering if you guys think that her man is cheating on her or if she's going to, like, get in – like, what's going to happen with her relationship?
Dude, she better lock that down. She's been wasting too much time. You see, he comes from good parents, all right? Those are two classy motherfuckers, okay? And she should be so lucky to have a guy like that. Even though he has this ridiculous plan to have a yacht, she needs to get with Frederick and his family because
I agree. Awesome, you know what? Mother-in-law. And I have trust issues as well. I probably will never fall in true love because I cannot trust anybody because I've been fucked over too hard to really truly ever trust anybody.
That's so Persian.
But the thing is, I'm dreaming of finding someone who's such a pussy that they give me whatever I want. I can yell at them and berate them all day long and not even have sex with them if I don't want to. I don't understand what she's waiting for. To me, that's like the dream relationship.
Yeah. You sound like Lisa Vanderpump.
Because otherwise, she could be stuck with someone like Dr. Karen Sierra's boyfriend, Rodolfo or whatever, who is like...
Who is biggest, clearly cheating on her.
Clearly yeah. cheating on her. I guess we'll find out more this week. But she gave it... Frederick's parents were awesome. And they're loving, too. And classy... what were they even doing on Bravo? They're like,
do you remember when we met Jacques Cousteau and went to Easter at his home?
And we ate brie?
Oh,
and listen to Gérard Depardieu tell stories about Catherine Deneuve and François Mitterrand. And then we had some escargot and croissant.
Yeah, they're classy, and she just better hope that those parents don't get to know her too well, because she's kind of horrible. Well, I would not want my son marrying her.
Listen, these people have been married for 50 years and clearly been living this wonderful, elegant life, and the way they, the coronation of their 50 years is that they spend a night with the tackiest people in Miami.
And then she puts on like a Cher outfit with like wings and boa accoutrement. I mean, it was just like she had to bring some Brazil. What did she say? Like,
it was carnival. It was a carnival outfit.
Brazilian flavor. And it's like, they don't want that.
No one wants that. No one likes that flavor.
Put it away.
Baskin Robbins. Just get rid of it.
Wait, Ronnie, do that thing. He has to live up to my standards.
But, you know, he has to live up to my standards.
My standards.
Standards.
I am Brazilian bow. I like bow. I always like Brazilian people saying things like bow. Like, I'm going to São Paulo.
Well, my what standards. Want to celebrate their 50th anniversary with some young slut and their son anyway? Why don't they go somewhere fun? Go to Disneyland at least.
Go to Ojai.
Sit down, shut up, and be married already.
Sit down and shut up! Why did I get so?
I really do not want to hear any more of your marriage!
Sew up your vagina and shut up!
Shut up! All right,
you
so
cannot
let's...
speak! You are a woman! Your boobies invalidate everything you have to say! Sit down! Shut up!
I've really had too much of this! No more! No more of this wedding! I've had too much! Sit down, shut up, or leave! Who invited you anyway? Who told you to get married for 50 years? Who told you? This is my party! My anniversary.
You really do that so well.
Please stop bothering with candy and just stick with this.
Yeah, just do him as candy.
I have kegel balls up in my vagina right now. Shut up, or they will fall on the floor and slime will be everywhere. Shut up.
Let me tell you something. I really do not want to talk to you about my kegel balls. They're up there, so be quiet. Who told you? Who told you to say anything about my kegel balls? This is my ball, my vagina.
How fun is that?
I love a kegel ball.
By the way, did you guys see, we got a lot of comments on FB from people bitching about that comedian chick who was doing Leah on Watch What Happens. What Amy is her Phillips. Name? You know her, right?
She came on Housewife Hoedown, and she's been meaning to come on this show, by the way.
Oh, I wasn't on that damn. She was filling in for me the day I was.
Was I there that day?
Yeah, I think you were.
She's who is super. It? What's her name?
Amy Phillips. She's sweet.
Amy Phillips, right?
Oh, Amy does the amazing Ramona Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very, very talented. And she's been doing Leah Black. And I, you know, people were saying on the page, like, you guys need to be doing Leah Black. But I think she does a very, very funny Leah Black. They were playing a game. And again, I'm admitting I watched fucking WWHL or whatever. But she was the bartender, and Leah was one of the guests. And the game was, does Leah know the celebrity or not? And so he was just naming random celebrities. And she's like, sure, I know him. But the fake Leah would answer first. And she was very, very funny. She's like, of course I know him. I got him off a Murder Rap. Love him.
We just need to start up a puppet show, you know? We start up a puppet show. We have a Leah puppet. We'll have a Thomas puppet. We'll have an Elsa puppet. We can have a puppet for, I don't know, we can have a weird candy puppet too. I don't know. We can
you have to have a Karen Sierra. I hate her. You have to have.
Well, and the mother. What's mom? Lucero? Luce?
Loose.
Hey, puppies.
Well, I love the thing about Karen that's so bad is normally I hate the parents of people like this, but I love her mom.
I hate him so much. I hate him.
You know what's really sexy? Huh? On a date, why don't you clean the crap out of my teeth?
Yeah. Well, she does that because he doesn't like her talking gossip. Like, he's asked her many times to shut the F up about these women. He doesn't want to hear about the women. He doesn't care about all the gossip. And she's like, okay, honey. Okay. Just sit down. Oh, these women are so mean to me, honey. And it's like, he's said millions of times he doesn't want to fucking hear it, woman. Oh, well, I just want to give you a cleaning. Don't worry. I'm not going to talk about anything you don't want to hear about. I just want to give you a cleaning. Oh, these women are so mean to me. Does that hurt?
Let's have a baby and freeze it. How do you feel about freezing a baby? Huh? No?
Yes? See, she's smart. She knows that he's going to run away. So she's like, you can't run away because I have your teeth under a very sharp thing. So do you want to freeze babies with me or not? We can't freeze an egg, but we can freeze an embryo. Stick right now in me and let's freeze it.
You know, I still want to keep things casual, but I was thinking we could have a baby and freeze it. That's it. Just a baby.
Yeah, just totally casual.
Just a baby.
Just a baby.
You've had so much plastic surgery that you have a turtle nose. How old? I mean, that's like rings on a tree to tell how old your ass is. There is no way that you've even got anything to freeze up there. That'll be the most useless popsicle ever.
Oh, man.
No one likes a useless popsicle. Go adopt somebody. Go adopt a three-legged dog like all the other idiots in the world.
No, she has that weird parrot. She doesn't need a dog. She has a parrot. I think it's a macaw parrot, but it may be one of them. Have you guys seen that there's this brand of, not brand, but there's a type of parrot that's like, it doesn't fly and it's like endangered and there's like not a lot of them. And I think she has one of them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Probably clipped its wing so she could talk to it and it couldn't get away.
No, there's like an idiosyncratic type of parrot. I don't know. I think that's what she has.
I'm lonely parrot. I'm sorry you want to fly away, but you're going to have to listen to me talk about how I want to have babies.
Why the parrot want to fly away? Why you want to fly away? Why the parrot? Marisol, why the parrot? Who the hell is this parrot? Who the hell are you, parrot? Marisol.
I am too old for this parrot.
Hey, Marisol. Hey. Who the hell does he think he is?
That parrot is an animal.
All right, we have to move on to Beverly Hills because we are going to sit and do these impersonations for hours on end. Beverly Hills was Dullsville, except for...
What are you talking about?
I said except.
I wrote one of the most bitter Beverly Hills recaps that I've ever written. And that's saying something, because I'm a horrible human being. And for me to get that dark to where it's only episode 4 or 5 and someone's already saying, like, that's a little bit too dark for me. I was pissed off.
First 15 minutes were interesting, and then the rest was dull.
I just want to say this, like... Can somebody, okay, Ronnie, can you please do a Shut Up Mountain for Kyle? Because I fucking hate Kyle.
Oh, my God. Well, Kyle was the fuck up mountain.
Shut the fuck up mountain. Shut the fuck up mountain.
Oh, my God. I cannot. Can you guys fucking believe that she just said shut the fuck up at the fucking table? Can you believe that? What the fuck is wrong with her? Who fucking talks to other women like? Fuck. Like, Kyle said fuck 20 times. There are gifts floating around today of all the women just saying shut the fuck up over and over again.
And one of our readers was like, oh, and this is the woman who keeps defending her piece of skank trash niece, Paris Hilton, who has her dirty racist sailor mouth. I mean, what a fucking... I'm not trying to, like, I have a sailor mouth, too, but I'm just going to say this. She is the biggest fucking hypocrite ever. And
yeah, but all we're not hypocrites about it. We admit what we are.
No, we admit it. We admit that we're horrible bitches. But here's the thing. Kyle is now the worst.
She is.
I don't know. I used to Adrian's like her. The worst. Adrian's the worst for me right now.
Well, again, you know what? I think that Kyle is even worse than Adrian because Kyle is a faker. At least Adrian is like an outward bitch. Like next week she's threatening to sue Brandy for slander. I mean, come on.
Well, so now here's the thing. I mean, all these women are idiots. I think Lisa was the only one who had a head on her shoulders because you know I'm team Brandy, but even Brandy was out of line because okay, let me state my case here. Brandy saying shut the fuck up, she really should not have said that. She could have said, "Can you please like it's not it's not anything. Can you please stay out of it? There's a polite way to do that. And that's what Lisa was trying to get her to say. And thank God Lisa was able to get her to say it. But she was, like, refusing to even, like, listen to the fact that that was actually an adult way to handle the situation.
Brandy is a trailer trash hoe, Ben. You are expecting too much from her.
And the truth is this. I hate to say it, but Taylor kind of had a point also when Brandy was announced that she had a book deal, and then she was like, wow, it's funny that women can't be happy for other women. And Taylor's like, do you remember what you said about my book?
There's a big difference there. That's a huge difference.
How dare you, Benjamin?
No, I will tell you why. I'm not saying that Brandy's
Ben,
book...
it's two against one right now, buddy. Good luck.
You know who was also in the majority at that table? Kyle and her friend. So I guess that's what that means also. Here's why I think it's different, because I'm not saying that Brandy's book is different than Taylor, what Taylor was doing, for sure, but I'm just saying Brandy can't do this bullshit of like, well, like, it's funny how women just can't be happy for other women. It's like, you know,
Eddie Cibrian has cheated on her a long time ago and has moved on to Leanne Rimes 3 years ago. Taylor's book came out less than 6 months after her husband killed himself
But I'm not arguing about the book. I'm just saying the point when she said, like, when she says, it's funny how, like, why can't women just be happy for other women? Because you could have.
You're absolutely right. But the thing is, and again, Brandy's just horrible, and that's who she is. It's like, I don't hate the dog for having three legs. It's who he is. I just think it needs to be put down. Like, I don't hate it. But, you know, the other ladies, they're horrible. Like, Taylor, here's the difference with Taylor, okay? And I'm sorry, people, that you're going to probably hate this because this is not very nice. But Taylor Armstrong was a con woman. She changed her name. She conned people out of a shitload of money with her husband as her partner. She starts needing a storyline. She starts telling people that her husband is beating her when there's no proof of that. He has no idea that she's telling anybody this. There's no proof of it. She, instead of getting a real doctor and going to a shrink, they bring this idiot in from Bravo who's been everything like from a psychiatrist to a dog groomer on this channel. He's not a real doctor.
It's Tabitha Coffee in disguise.
They start spreading all this shit that he's abusive. Russell doesn't know that this stuff is being said. This is stuff that was cut out of the season, by the way, where she's accusing him of all this stuff. Russell never had any idea of this. Taylor starts writing a book about how Russell is abusing her. Russell still has no idea about this. Taylor is fine with Russell until they threaten to fire Taylor off the show because she's getting her husband Russell to sue everybody for slander for talking shit about her, if you'll remember that. Remember that when she was threatening to sue everybody and blaming Russell? Well, who do you think was doing it? It was her. So they're saying, listen, you cannot have your husband around if he's going to sue people. He cannot film on the show anymore. So she gets left out of the big Hawaii trip. And so what does she do? She fucking dumps her husband and tells everybody that he's abusing her. And what does he do? He kills himself. So fuck you, Taylor. It's not really the same thing. You're a compulsive fucking liar who's making money off somebody who probably never even touched you and ruining the reputation of a man who's got an innocent child there. And you're taking this child at book signings about how this man, you know, first it was, oh, he made a pizza.
Ronnie, you're having a Suzanne Sugarbaker meltdown right now.
This woman is too fucking much. So for her to throw judgment at anybody else, listen, honey, you already did your damage, and he's hung up his towel. So just shut the fuck up already and stop judging everybody else. Should have told you to shut the fuck up.
The only judgment I want to hear is from Yolanda. Why can't you women speak normal? What's wrong with you women? Why can't we just, like, sit and speak privately and speak normally? I don't understand these things.
Taylor, motherfucking
I'm going to inject lamb into my spine.
Fuck her.
I love Yolanda.
What do we think about all of these people? I mean, this was kind of like obviously Kim put this weekend together, and it was kind of
weekend.
It was kind of to celebrate her sobriety, and then these women get shit faced.
Well, was it? They said sobriety party at the end, but was it a sobriety party?
I don't know. I mean, she kept.
I know it is hilarious.
Like they're going to Ojai. It's like a place to
celebrate
you
her
know,
sobriety,
relax and get calm and like chill out and maybe you know go for a jog with Yolanda at 5 a.m. But I mean, these women were like, "Okay, Kim, go to bed. We're gonna get drunk, you sucker."
What a way to celebrate someone's sobriety by saying things like, well, the sober person had to leave, which is too bad because, you know, it's always more fun to not be sober. Like, that's really great. Way to tell
which
that.
Which is another reason why Kyle is awful, and a lot of Kim's problems come from Kyle and her shitty, shitty sisterly ways. I mean, I'm sorry, but like, if you were there and Kim, who is clearly a fragile pony, fresh from rehab, probably needs some support, and she probably needs to play some fucking Parcheesi by the fire, and Kyle is drinking like a goddamn fish and flipping around and showing her hoo-ha by doing gymnastics and not giving a shit about her sister, no wonder Kim is fucked up, and it's Kyle's fucking fault, and it's another reason why she's a hypocritical fucking bitch.
Yeah, she's pretty horrible.
A lot of rants tonight on the podcast.
Yeah, you see, I started it. Once you open, once you let yourself get that mad at a housewife, it's off. And I blame Jill Zarin because she's the first one who set me off like this.
It's true.
No, you were angry from the get go. What, didn't you have a rant right off the bat of the podcast?
Probably, but look at all these fucking housewife shows I have to watch to do this show. I mean, with all this Bravo, like the other night when we were together, we watched Shaw's, which just, you guys know that show puts me out. I just hate that fucking show. I hate those people. So we watched that one. Then we watch Atlanta, which I actually do love Atlanta. But then Andy Cohen's face pops up and it's like, you know what? I'm going to pull a Russell if I have to watch any more of these shows right in a row. I need a break between these shows.
I could watch them one after the other.
Me too.
But goodness. I do want the Beverly Hills season to pick up a little bit. It sounds like next week it will, when Paul calls Brandy a bitch, which is real classy.
Paul is disgusting, and the fucked up thing is, it's like Paul is there defending his indefensible wife Adrian and calling other women bitches, which is so disgusting that he's doing that. And the funny thing, at the end of this, he gets nothing, because then Adrian turns and stabs him in the face, and they're. Whole divorce is going to shit, and she is dragging him through the mud, and he is sitting here for the next, you know, 5 months of this shit airing, and he is going to be defending this woman who fucks him over.
Shouldn't happen to a nicer person. Oh, and when they were at that dinner talking about and Adrian's so stupid. You know, that's something that people are really pointing out today. I mean, this woman really is a bimbo. And it was so funny because she's like, what did I say? What did I do? And Yolanda's
she's also
like,
Edith Bunker, by the way.
Yeah, Yolanda's like, what is it with these women? How do they talk to each other? Women should not talk to women like this. And she's like, yeah, who talks to another woman like that? Hey, guys, who talks to another woman like that? Hey, you guys, I got a question. Who talks to another woman like that? It's like, oh, now you've found somebody else to explain that to you so you can repeat it over and over again. And meanwhile, you're totally fine with your husband using the C word and the F word on women. There's no problem with that.
And what about Kyle at the end of the day, at the end of the episode, when everyone's getting along, Kyle in the limo is like decides to just dredge up that whole stupid shut the fuck up.
Yeah, was Brandy not completely correct where she was like, Kyle, is this really the appropriate place to do that, you dumb fuck?
Yeah, and you know, they should know that, like, the thing is, when Brandy gets riled up, she can't let go of something. And she, you know, when she's not talking about something, you should just let sleeping dogs lie, because then they started to go at it again. And it was all because of Kyle. Kyle just had to bring it up.
Well, Brandy is just like a petulant little child, you know, and Lisa's like, if I'm not gonna let you draw on the tablecloth unless you say you're sorry for saying the F word.
Yeah.
You know, and Brandy is like a little child, but they're all terrible. I mean, Kyle told Camille in the first season that she was a fucking liar, and she said that at the dinner table, as I recall.
Yeah, it's like we have like our people's expectations are a little bit out of control if they think that they can put Brandy anywhere without her saying the F word. So guess what, people? It's going to be said. The only good person on the show is Lisa, obviously, and I will tell you, laughed my ass off when she was doing her American accent.
Yeah, and she did a great Kim accent. She did a phenomenal Kim accent.
Yeah.
I can't come because I'm late. I got things to do.
Well, what about Brandy telling Kim on the way to the bathroom, all these people want you to fail? Jesus.
It's true.
What the hell?
Look, it's an effed up thing to say, but she's saying exactly what I'm thinking, because it's like, yeah, your own sister wants you to fail.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, well, I love that they're showing clips for next week, and Lisa's like, oh, so what's it like being sober? That must suck. And Kim's like, well, you know, just because I'm sober doesn't mean I don't still hate certain people or whatever. And Kyle's like, I feel like you're talking about me. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, you know, as an activity to bring the friends together, I thought it was great, you know, to help my relationship with my sister. No, not so much.
Not so much. Yeah.
People who liked each other still like each other. People who didn't like each other still don't. And yes, I mean Kyle.
I blame Maurice.
Oh, Maurice. God, Maurice. Maurice. Like right when she says that, I just finished the redub, so that's why the preview is like in my head. But when she's saying Kim, that's not fair. Whatever, Mauricio's like putting his arm around her. It's like, oh, these men protecting their horrible women. You know, it's like they're protecting their investment. It's like they're putting siding on their house. Just stop it. You bought an ugly house. Just and let by it sidings,
rot. And by siding, you mean tits.
Yes, exactly.
Camille Grammer really got out. She got out all right with this, you know, because she can just disappear after all this.
I miss me some Camille.
Well, she was horrible.
I'm excited that we get to see more of her boyfriend next week because he's hot.
Oh, and then she's going to stick her like snake tongue down his throat. Oh, she is kind of a bony mess.
Yeah, just remember
after what I said 10 seconds ago that I loved her.
Just remember how horrible she was, you know? And remember that people don't change. She's just being quiet because she's on TV now, but I don't buy a woman.
Yeah. Well, do we have any other strong thoughts? Because we are going quite long.
No, I think that I've probably alienated everyone who liked me. And I think that that's a happy way to end.
I just think that we should celebrate your birthday, Ben, by all of us going to a spa, and then we can all finger ourselves with some mud.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I'm way ahead of you on that front. It's happening right now. I got some mud and some Kegel balls.
You guys, Kim was getting a little bit too frisky with that mud. It was disturbing.
It gave her more pleasure than the gay bulldog, Bull Mastiff.
I don't like Kim being around mushy things, just in general, whether it's mud or anything else. I just feel like those are two things that shouldn't match.
Tossing a chicken salad with her man hands and fake diamond rings.
God bless her. God bless her.
God bless her. She does make the world go round.
And by the way, when she was wearing some glasses during one scene, I thought she looked fantastic in them. Is that just me? Did you guys notice that?
No, she looked great in those glasses, and she also looked great in her green quasi-cheetah muumuu.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Look, you know what we need to do is pray and thank God for each other, because that's what peaceful people do.
Cut to her horrible sister rolling her eyes going, what the fuck is wrong with my dumb, drunk, whore sister? I mean, well, no seriously, Kyle is horrible.
Well, people always turn to God when they're in jail. It's like, you shut up. You can be sober and we don't have to pray about it, okay? Thanks.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go off, and this has been a wonderful way for me to spend an hour and a half of my birthday. Talking about these crazy bitches, and I've been enjoying it thoroughly, but I don't know how much longer I can take. So
don't rustle yourself.
Okay, guys. Love ya.
All right. Everyone, remember, Matt's at Life on the M List. Ronnie's at TVgasm. I'm at B-Side Blog. The podcast is at What Crappens. And we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. And leave us a review on iTunes. You should subscribe to us on iTunes and listen to us on Stitcher, too. You know, anywhere you can listen to us, just listen and tell all your friends. Because we need validation very, very badly.
We have fragile egos, and we need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk next week.
We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye, guys.
To the insurance company that did me wrong, I've moved on and I'm happily insured with another. Bless your pee-picking heart. It was just never meant to be betwixt us. You gave me automobile insurance apprehension. And Geico has come along and in just 15 minutes given me new car insurance and made me as jubilant as a newborn lamb in springtime. Yeah. And Paw has given Geico his approval. That's one thing you never had. Joyful with another. Clara May in Columbia.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.